The name of the game was written for ABBA, the movie, in 1977, and then was released as a single in the fall of that year. Welcome to the second hour of the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio each week on FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke, opening the same title, different song file of the Music Box for This Million Seller by Perry Como from 1946.
How long you can cling to. A love that won't be untrue. So please be tender and darling, surrender and love me as I love.
My heart's on fire, burning with a strange desire. And I know each time I kiss you that your heart's on fire too. So, my darling, please surrender.
Elvis Presley reached number one with Surrender in 1961, and Perry Como did the same with a different Surrender in the summer of 1946. That's this week's installment of the same title, different song feature on the Music Box, which now continues with Simon and Garfunkel. This is My Little Town.
Coming home after school. fly in my bike past the gates of the factories. My mom doing the laundry, hanging out shirts in the dirt. Aren't there? It's just imagination they lack. Everything's the same back in my little town.
Town that made America famous. The church is full and the kids all gone to hell. Six traffic lights and seven cops, and all the streets kept clean. The supermarket and the drugstore and the bars all doing well. Now they were the folks that made America famous. Our local fire department stocked with short-haired volunteers. And on Saturday night, while America boos, as the fire department showed dirty movies, the lawyer and the grocer seeing their dreams come to life on the movie screen, while the plumber hopes that it won't be seen as he tries to hide his fears and he wipes away his tears. But something's burning somewhere. Does anybody care? We were the kids that made America famous. The kind of kids that long since drove our parents to despair. We were lazy long hairs dropping out, lost, confused, and copping out. Convinced our futures were in doubt and trying not to care. We lived in the house that made America famous. It was a rundown slum, the shame of all the decent folks in town. We're hippies and some welfare cases, crowded families of cold black faces, trapped inside some crack old boys.
never tear it down. And we could hear the sound of something burning somewhere. Is anybody there? We all live the life that made America famous. Our cops would make a point to shadow us around our town. And we love children, put a swastika on the bright red firehouse door. America, the beautiful, it makes a body proud. And then came the night that made America famous. Was it carelessness or someone's sick idea of a joke? In the tinderbox trap that we hippies lived in, someone struck a spark. At first I thought that I was dreaming, then I saw the first flames gleaming, and heard the sound of children screaming, coming through the smoke. And something's burning somewhere. Does anybody care? Besides, we just cleaned the chrome, said the plumber, then I'm going alone. Well, he rolled on up in the fire truck and raised the ladder to the ledge. Well, me and my girl and a couple of kids were clinging like bats to the edge. We sang up to salvation and collapsed on the street. Thought that a fat man's face would ever look so sweet. I shook his hand in the scene that made America famous, and he smiled from the heart that made America great. We spent the rest of that night in the home of this man that we'd never known before. It's funny when you get that close, it's kind of hard to hate. I went to sleep with the hope that made America famous. I had the kind of a dream that maybe they're still trying to teach in school. The America that made America famous, and all the people who just might understand that how together, yes, we can create a country better than the one we have made of this land. We have the choice to make each man who dares to dream, reaching out his hand, a prophet or just a crazy damn dreamer of a fool. Yes, a crazy fool. And something's burning somewhere. Does anybody care? Is anybody there? Is anybody there?
What Made America Famous is a classic Harry Chapin story from his 1974 album Verities and Balderdash. And the single My Little Town appeared on Paul Simon's album Still Crazy After All These Years and on Art Garfunkel's album Breakaway in 1975. If you'd like to contact me with a possible song suggestion or comment about the Music Box, you can send an email to the friendly conductor over at the concert hall, and he or his assistant will make sure I get the message. That address is AM 1120 at WTWZradio.com. The Music Box heads toward our final break with Melanie, backed by the Edwin Hawkins Singers, Lay Down Candles in the Rain. Safka wrote Lay Down Candles in the Rain after her performance at Woodstock. It became her breakthrough record soon after it was released in March of 1970. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will return from my house to your radio after this concert hall intermission.